Hey, Mark White here. You know, in times like these, businesses need every advantage they can get to take care of their teams while keeping costs down. That's why I'm excited to endorse LH Capital's SIMRP plan. It's an innovative solution that not only protects employees, but helps companies save money. Don't miss out. Visit themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com to find out more. That's themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com. Let's empower your business, save money, and secure your future today.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to take anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over their shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Jones Valley at Biscuit Belly. And we have with us Wendy Coates. She is the owner here
in Jones Valley at Biscuit Belly. This business started in 2019. It was founded in Louisville, Kentucky. And then in 2020, they started franchising, and Wendy had an opportunity to get one of those franchises. And we're here this morning. I saw Daniel and Francisco making biscuits this morning. Francisco was working on the grits, and Daniel was working on the biscuits. They also had some fried green tomatoes that had been marinating overnight in a brine, and then they're working on those fried green tomatoes for today. They have an event tomorrow, the Galentine's Day. Lots of things happening here at Biscuit Belly. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Wendy Coates.
Hey, thanks, Mark. It's a pleasure to meet you this morning.
Pleasure to meet you, too. And it's exciting for me because I shared that I had a tortilla factory.
Right.
And a lot of my listeners know the background of me having that business for 5 years, getting in the factory, making the tortillas every morning, corn and flour tortillas, making the chips, opening a restaurant after all that was done. So it's very similar because you have some folks, a great team that come in here every day, every morning, to make the products, to get everything out there, then you're running a restaurant. So it's a work of love to do this type of work, I know.
Yeah, it really is. And we are super blessed to have like an amazing team. Most of my guys have been with me since the beginning. We'll be 2 years in March. And then the ones that have not been here since the start have been here for over 6 months. So I've got really great, like dedicated, seasoned people that I take care of, and they help take care of me. And they're super proud of the business and the food and the product, and it really shows.
I had the scratchings of a plan in my little notebook that I had all the information about the tortillas.
Uh-huh.
But you started with a franchise that these folks had built a business, and it gave you some tools that helped you get established in a good way.
Right, yeah. So Biscuit Belly, you know, it was able, like, you know, when you think about starting a business, like you said, you started yours from scratch. It's super intimidating, right? Like, you know that that's something that you would be good at, that you want to do, and you're entrepreneurial, and you're a people person, and you want to get out there, and you want to make it happen. But sometimes you just don't know quite how to do that. And that's kind of where I was in my life. I've always worked for other people. I've always managed other people's businesses, and I always thought to myself, man, you know, I just really want to do this for myself. We just didn't know how we were going to make it happen. And, you know, through some events in my life, I was hooked up with some great people that are partners of mine in the restaurant industry, and we were able to find Biscuit Belly and bring it to Huntsville. And the corporate team is just super nice and helpful, and they're young and they're fun, and it's been a really great experience.
When I was about 8 years old, I had a lemonade stand. And I made a cart that I would push around the streets where we lived and sell lemonade, and also had an ice cream stand. And my grandmother would make the chocolate syrup, and I would scoop out the ice cream and sell ice cream under our grapevine, which kind of gave me like a little storefront.
Yeah, that's
so
cute.
I was an entrepreneur from a very young age.
Yeah.
When was it that the fire was lit under you to have that spirit to want to have your own business?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I've been working since I was 15 years old. You know, I've just always been driven. I've always wanted out. I've always wanted to do things. I really kind of bullied my dad into getting me a hardship driver's license when I was 15 so I could go work. I just wanted to. And then as I went through, you know, the different businesses, and I've worked all kinds of places, I got into customer service, and I was good at it. And I was in the restaurant industry, and the rush in, you know, when the tickets are flying and you're sweating and everybody's bouncing and you're feeding off of each other's energy, you know, like I ate that up.
Yeah.
And that was when I decided the restaurant industry was where I wanted to be. Yeah. And, you know, like I said, I GM'd for people. But, you know, you always have ideas, and you always have those blocks, right? Like, you know, like you necessarily can't do things in certain corporate settings that you maybe want to do, projects that you want to work on, ways you want to advertise. And I didn't really have those opportunities. And then when we moved into Biscuit Belly, you know, I've got the freedom to treat my employees the way I feel like I want to treat them. I've got the ability to spoil them a little bit. I bring them snacks. I do parties for them and things like that. Projects like the Galentine's, that's not a corporate thing. That's something that I came up with that we're trying this year. You know, I run our social media. I create a lot of our advertisements for that. So I get to do the creative things that maybe I didn't get to do in another corporate setting.
It's nice to have a little bit of flexibility.
Yes.
Because while it's franchised, a lot of franchises are to the T.
Right.
You have to do it this way. You have to use our straws. You have to use our napkins. You have to use our, you know, and all the details that a person's really confined. And it sounds like you have some flexibility with this franchise that allows you to be able to do some things that Wendy would like to do.
Yeah, yeah, they're super open. I mean, we just had like a little franchisee summit last year, and you know, they sat down with their notebooks and their pens, and they listened to, you know, to our ideas. Like, what do you guys want? What do you want to do? Like, what are your ideas? What would you like to see in your markets? You know, and they took all the notes and then went back and have made those things happen. And a lot of times, if I want something, all I have to do is call and say, hey, you know, well, what about this? You know, can you help me with this? So the Galentine's thing, I reached out to the marketing team, and I was like, hey guys, you know, can you help me with some push emails and things like that? I'd really like to do this event. And they were like, yeah, like, we love a Galentine's, like, let's do it, you know. So they're getting ready, they're designing those emails and stuff to push out for me this weekend. So super, super great support.
So Wendy, let's talk about the food that's offered here.
Mm-hmm.
Biscuit Belly, obvious, we got biscuits,
right?
Beyond the biscuits, what do you offer here at Biscuit Belly?
Beyond the biscuits. Oh, we've got everything. So we're I always like to say we're like a 95% from scratch kitchen. So we make almost everything here, from the biscuits to the fried green tomatoes you saw being prepped. Like, those come in whole. We cut those. They go into a brine. We make the breading. We bread them. We fry them to order. Our corn dogs as well. We have pancake corn dogs. So those are hand dipped and fried to order. Of course, our eggs are hand cracked. We use real eggs. So those are hand cracked to order. We can cook them. People are usually surprised. You know, when I'm like, how would you like your egg? They don't know.
It's not a powder. It's not a powder mixed with water or
it's
whatever.
It's not a powder. No, it's real hand cracked eggs. And so, you know, I'm like, how do you want your egg today? And they're like, do you want it cooked all the way through? Do you want it scrambled? Do you want it a little runny?
Yeah.
So that's,
so they may not know how to say over easy,
right,
or sunny sign up.
It's,
or,
it's really, really interesting how many people don't know. And then we get the strange things like, I want them soft scrambled or I want them hard scrambled. And we're like, okay, yeah, we can do that, you know. So my guys are learning the different egg styles people prefer as we go. But then we also do like the little bonuts, which are deep fried, which I got you some there.
Yes. Thank you.
We make our cream cheese frosting. We make our chocolate gravy. We make our sausage gravy. We have pancakes. There's so much here. But
what I thought was cool about the donuts that you have here for me, when you're thinking about what can I do with leftover product or extra, this is something you're able to do, is make these little donuts.
Right.
People order a tray of these.
Yep, they come just like this. This is our frosting.
A frosting, yep. Okay, with the donuts.
And then they're deep-fried mini biscuits that have been tossed in cinnamon and sugar.
Yes, yeah. Wonderful. People love the cinnamon sugar chips that I used to make. And the cinnamon, people love cinnamon and sugar. There's just something about, they'll say they're addictive.
Right.
Probably, you probably had some people say that. I'm addicted to these little things.
Yes, they love them. And then when you sign up for our rewards program, you get them for free.
Okay.
As a sign-up bonus.
Does a person become a member of the rewards program by going to biscuitbelly.com?
Yes.
Is that where they go?
Yeah, you can go to biscuitbelly.com, or we've got QR codes throughout the store where you can sign up and you can do that. There's like one here where you're standing in line, so if there's a line, you can sign up on the wall and you can get your free bonus by the time you get to the register.
Cool.
Yeah.
And what caused you to come to Jones Valley? What was it about this area that made you say, this is the place I want to be?
So at Jones Valley, we felt like it was a little underserved. You know, like South Huntsville in general is a little underserved in the restaurant industry. When we first opened, we got a lot of people saying, you know, thank you so much. Like, thank you so much for coming here. Because everybody goes, you know, to certain places in Madison, you know, or Bridge Street. And it just seemed like there wasn't really anything coming here. I worked here for years and loved the community. And we just found the right spot. Yeah, we just found the right spot. This was the right place at the right time, and it made sense to come here.
And you've been here how long?
It'll be 2 years. On March 10th was our grand opening.
And how do you feel about the growth over the 2 years? When you look at the numbers, and that's another thing I had to look at, and I dreaded it sometimes, because we would have an outstanding week, and I would tell my wife, we're on our way.
Right.
Then the next week, something would happen, and I would say, what happened?
Uh-huh.
Because we had a great week last week. Why can we not every single week, you know, just be popping, you know,
right,
and just grow, 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 grow? But sometimes there's a lull in the business, and sometimes it's extraordinary.
Yeah.
So what kind of growth have you seen here?
There's patterns, right? There's patterns throughout the year. And when we first opened, of course, you can't see those because you don't have a year to go off of the year before. And then when you first open as well, there's what you call a honeymoon period where everybody's trying to get in here for the first 3 months. And then it'll slowly taper down. And then we notice in August, it slowed because people are going back to school. And then Christmas, of course, it picked up, and super busy because people are out shopping, people are having parties. And then in January, again, it slows down. We're getting to where we're starting to pick back up, because in January, everybody's dieting, everybody's trying to save money.
Yeah, they'll quit in a month or
so,
right?
Yeah, so now we've got another holiday with Valentine's Day, and people are starting to get back out again. And then as the weather warms up and the lights, you start to have more daylight, people will start to come out more. And then we'll pick up again through the summer, and then we'll do it all over again.
You offered me a coffee drink, which was great, and you've got a machine over here. You freshly ground your coffee. I noticed that. Let's talk about the coffee end of this business.
Yeah, so Biscuit Belly has partnered with a coffee roaster called Heine Brothers. Heine Brothers is a small roaster located in Kentucky. They've got some coffee shops and things up there. And they roast the beans for us. It's called a belly blend. It's just for Biscuit Belly. And they bag it and they send it to us whole bean. And then we have to grind it here. And we grind it here and we brew it fresh. My espresso machine takes the beans whole, and of course it grinds it and then brews that hot, straight out of the machine. So we use the same coffee that goes into what we call our hot drip in our espresso drinks.
My wife loves coffee.
Yeah.
She is a big coffee drinker, and I know that there are people out there who love to hear that it's fresh ground. Mm. This is something that's important to a coffee connoisseur, right?
Yes, very much. Very much so. Our coffee is always fresh, and it's really good. I was telling you, I don't like to drink coffee at home anymore. I was off yesterday, and I made my way over here just to get a cup of coffee. I came in and sat down with my laptop so I could have a latte because the Keurig at home's not doing it for me.
One of the things that I noticed, too, about the business is the storefront where you have outside seating.
Yes.
So when the weather's nice, people can come out here and enjoy being outside. When I had my restaurant, that was something that stood out, was people could sit outside and just enjoy the day,
right,
and enjoy their food.
Yes. So the patio, especially with this view, right, with the mountains and
beautiful.
The Jones Farm right across the street, the patio is really, really nice to have, and the extra seating is great too. It's funny because when it warms up and it's nice and people are sitting outside, we'll have people drive through and think we're full and leave. There's tables open inside. Everybody wants to sit out there.
Right.
And I wind up having to split up my staff. I have to assign people outside because, of course, even though we're fast casual, my staff walks around and takes care of you. So we like to say that we're elevated fast casual. Yeah.
Nice. I could seat 50 when I had Tortillas Blanco. I bought all the tables and chairs to seat 50. And when I first put the tables and chairs out, there was a complaint because no restaurant had tables and chairs at this point outside.
Oh.
And I just went around and I saw, say, newspaper boxes sitting on the sidewalk and other things sitting on the sidewalk. I said, well, if they could be on the sidewalk, why can't my tables and chairs be on the sidewalk? You know, it's obstruction, right?
Right.
So they approved having my tables and chairs, and to this day, there's a restaurant there with tables and chairs outside, and now on the other corner, there's another restaurant with tables and chairs, and they're all doing that now in Athens, which is good. It's great, and people enjoy that. They like being outside. They like having great food and coming together, and this is a special place to do that.
Right,
A lot of effort goes into this. You've got a great team that's working on it, and people can enjoy the fruits of their labor getting up in the morning. Don't have to worry about making your own breakfast. You come out here to Biscuit Belly and enjoy what they do.
Yeah, 100%. And you don't have to dine in either. If you go on our website, you can order online, and we'll have it ready for you. You can walk in, pick it up, take it to work. Even if it's just coffee, doesn't matter. Whatever you need, you can order it online. We had somebody the other day just order two of our maple mayos, and that was it. Two little cups of maple mayos, DoorDashed it. It's so funny. We were like, what is this? They really like the maple mayo.
Nice.
Yeah. So,
and catering too.
Catering too, yeah. So we do cater all across North Alabama and into Tennessee. We took some to Tullahoma and Pulaski last week. So we deliver, and of course, the delivery fee is based on the mileage. And then I'm trying to break into the wedding business right now. So I've just reached out to a couple of venues that are having open houses, and I'm going to go out and start visiting with them and sampling and doing those things so we can start working on those bridal brunches.
That's very good. My wife's a seamstress. And so she's working on those wedding dresses and the bridesmaids and all the different. So she's in that end of the things, too. The wedding business is great, you know, for businesses like yours. If someone wants to have a catered wedding and have some great food, this is a good opportunity to do that. Something different.
Right.
Unique.
Yeah. The last restaurant that I worked at, I was their business development manager, and I did all of their wedding planning. Like, I went out and I did all the big bridal fairs at the VBC and all of that stuff, and I helped them build that business. And so now that we've reached year two, I'm ready to bring that experience to Biscuit Belly and start working in that market.
Very good. Wendy Coates, how can people connect with Biscuit Belly? We've already said it's in Jones Valley. You give a specific address, Facebook, social media, website, all those things for people to connect.
Yeah, so we are located at 2710 Carl T. Jones, Suite E. I like to say we're in front of the Dick's Sporting Goods, right between Yogurt Mountain and Nothing Bundt Cakes. You know, so you'll drive right past us heading towards Target. Just look to the right. And then you can find us online, of course, at www.biscuitbelly.com. And then we're on Facebook, Biscuit Belly Huntsville, and Instagram is Biscuit Belly.
Excellent. Wendy Coates, thank you for inviting me to come to Biscuit Belly today to see the great work that's happening here and to share about your restaurant. It's been a real pleasure to be able to spend some time with you today.
Oh, thank you so much. It was a pleasure having you.
Thank you. Folks, when we come back, we're going to have Hillary Davis along with her husband Marcus. We're going to talk about Micah, who is living with autism, and their experience, what they're going through, the challenges they're facing, and some ideas that they have to try to help Micah through his challenges. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Maya, and you're listening to The Mark Show.
Early, so he can get away. 'Cause
And we're back. As advertised, I have with me Hillary and Marcus Davis as we talk about their son Micah, the challenges they faced with autism, and some support that they're offering their son and some opportunities to develop with his autism. And one of my great friends, Stacy Givens with Make-A-Way Foundation, connected me to Hillary, and I'm glad to have Hillary and Marcus Davis joining me here on the Mark White Show today. Welcome to the show, Hillary.
Thank you.
And Marcus, thank you for joining me today, too.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
So, Hillary, you reached out to me thanks to, as I mentioned, Stacy Givens with Make-A-Way Foundation. What did she feel like the Mark White Show could do maybe in the process of trying to help your family and Micah move forward?
Yeah, so Stacy recommended you guys. She said that you could help us spread awareness for Micah and other kids that might have similar issues like Micah does.
Yes, and for Micah, how old is he right now?
So Micah's 12.
When did you first notice anything that may have been different or stood out to you to think maybe there's something special about Micah that that we need to look further into?
When Micah was first born, everything was fine. Nothing was wrong. Normal kid, normal life. Up until he was seven or eight. And back in 2020 of January, we noticed just a difference in him. One evening, it was like a light switch went off. And through the process, we ended up finding out that he had something called PANDAS, which is pediatric autoimmune neuropsychiatric disorder associated with streptococcal infection. And they say that with PANDAS, kids that get this rare disease, they have similar characteristics as kids in autism. And so it's been a process, but he's never been the same since. It completely took his personality, and he's just a different kid, unique, but his own.
When you refer to a light switch, what did you see in Micah that was different?
Yeah, so it was just all of a sudden. It was one night. We had actually had been to a hockey game with a local church, and we had her parents watching Micah and our other two children, and we got a call that he was acting just really, really off, and you know, he had his pupils had dilated. He was acting very aggressive. And just saying a lot of things that just was not him, you know, acting like he's wanting to put his finger in a light switch or jump off the top bunk, you know, pinching, clawing, really didn't seem to respond to any direction. Just a really, really different child. And so even so much as he was kind of hallucinating, you know, to where, you know, he was telling us, I don't know you, or you're bad, or you're not our parents, and that kind of thing. So we ended up taking him to Children's Hospital in Huntsville and trying to, because we're really concerned, like, what's going on, you know? Like, this is not our child. This is somebody completely different than what we've raised, you know? And so we bring him to Huntsville, get him evaluated. They actually recommend, like, putting him in the psych ward or something, you know, and we're just like, you know, I don't think that's what's going on. So we decided to carry him to Children's Nashville. So we carry him to Vanderbilt. And even in that process, I'll never forget sitting in the waiting room and him looking at me and telling me, like, Dad, quit pinching me. And I'm like, I'm not touching you. Like, what is going on, you know? And so, but, you know, we spend a couple of nights there. Right? Was it a few nights? It was close to a week. So we spend a week or so at Vanderbilt, getting them looked at by you know, general doctors. We're doing scans for possible seizures, neuro, speaking with you know, the chief psychiatrist in Vanderbilt, and through the whole process, we come to find out that he had strep. And he had strep, I guess, 3-4 times that season, just back to back, you know, strep. And so we found out, actually leaving the hospital, you know, we took the strep test before we left. They said, hey, he's negative. But when they cultured it and we came back home, they said it's positive. And so really looking into that, you know, we were able to get an answer that, hey, this is PANDAS. This is caused by strep. And from there, you know, just doing the journey, going to Centennial Hospital, working with an infectious disease doctor, and kind of learning about it. And it has been a process because it's something that is not real well known. And it seems like that there aren't maybe as clear-cut tests. You know, you break an arm, you can see, hey, your arm's broke. You have PANDAS, and it's like, maybe it's this, maybe it's that. How do we test for it? What markers are we looking for? And so it's been a journey, and it's been something that doctors, you know, treat differently. We've gotten a lot of feedback saying it doesn't matter if it's PANDAS, we're going to treat it like he's autistic. We're going to give him medicine for his tics. We're going to give him medicine for the symptoms. And we haven't been able to really get to the root of getting them well. And so that's kind of where this Iowa journey comes in. So,
and one of the things I was going to ask, and you addressed it just now, when it comes to PANDAS, they are putting that on the spectrum, or acting like it is on the spectrum, like autism?
So they have told us with Micah specifically that he doesn't, it's not autism with him, only because he does have a lot of the same characteristics, but he wasn't born autistically. And so with him being older and developing this condition, they're not calling it autism.
They said there was not any, there wasn't enough evidence existing pre-PANDAS, basically, from birth up to this point. And another thing I was going to mention or add to what Marcus was saying earlier about the infectious disease doctor, he told us basically what it is, you know, when elderly people get a bacterial infection, they hallucinate, see things. He said it's the same thing with strep. It's a bacterial infection. And what it does is it sends messages to the right side of the brain, the basal ganglia, saying that it's good bacterial when it's really bad, and it's sending messages and it's fighting against it. And that's what causes the hallucinations. And it's basically called brain on fire. And so he will walk around a lot of times. They call it fight or flight mode. And his pupils, like he said, will be huge, the size of quarters, almost covering the whites of his eyes. And that's, we usually can tell that's when he has a lot of inflammation in the brain. So.
And what are the next steps? I know that Marcus alluded to the fact that they're treating symptoms, but if you're trying to get to the root of the problem, what are the next steps to have specialists evaluate Micah and his situation?
Right. So, like Marcus was saying about Iowa, we have just been looking into different doctors and different places that could treat this or help us in our journey. And we found a doctor, Dr. Josh Mazden. I'll let Marcus share a little bit about him.
Yeah, it's called Infinity, and it's in Iowa. We found a doctor on social media, and he's really, really knowledgeable into PANDAS. They have people that come from all over the world and see him. And what I like about his clinic is that they're actually getting to the root of what's causing PANDAS. Let's look at the inflammation. Let's look at the brain trauma. Like, let's look at what it's doing to your brain, and then let's rehab it. So let's do rehab.
There's laser, like red light laser therapy, hyperbaric oxygen chamber. They do all kinds of different therapies there. They also have like a nutritionist there to help, because that's something else that he struggles with is eating. He's very, very picky. And I could go back and talk about how the similar characteristics of autism with him point to, like you saying earlier, not looking you in the eyes, that kind of thing. He won't look at you in the eyes when he's talking or having a conversation.
What is the suggested regimen when you talk to this doctor in Iowa? What is the plan as far as how long this process would be to treat Micah?
Yeah, so we spoke with the doctor over the phone. We did a phone consultation, and the plan was is to come up there for 2 weeks, and we're going to go for 1 hour in the morning, 1 hour in the afternoon, 2 weeks long, and every day he's going to come in and do some sort of, whether it be laser therapy, light therapy, working on, you know, balance, eye tracking, you know, the hyperbaric chambers, oxygen, anything that they see fit that can really, the goal is to reduce the inflammation in the brain, first and foremost. And then once you get the reduction in the brain, then you're going to want to rehab the things that the brain trauma's caused. And so when you have that kind of amount of inflammation, they basically they basically said that it's the same as having a brain injury. And so, like a concussion, imagine, you know. And so the first goal is to reduce the swelling. And then the second is what damage has been caused. And so they're finding with a lot of kids that have this, the ability to track things with their eyes is off. Their balance centers are off. A lot of the primitive reflexes become a problem. And so they're retraining you. And so the plan is to go in for 2 weeks, you know, find out what's causing the inflammation. So we'll be doing blood work. Is there lead? Is there mold? Is there toxins? Is it food? You know, could it be, you know, some sort of diet? You know, what is causing the inflammation? And then let's reduce it. And then let's work on a game plan. So not just give you medicine every day, but like, let's get a plan on treatment. You know, how to actually fix the problem. So that's what we're looking forward to.
Does insurance cover this type of treatment?
No, it does not. And the reason why is because the doctors are when you're working with insurance, they're regulated by what insurance says you can and can't do, right? And so they're actually wanting to do things that maybe insurance doesn't cover or doesn't agree with. And so, no, it's actually very expensive. I think we're looking at maybe $18,000
for the first 2 weeks.
So it's going to be $18,000, and that's going to include I think it's $500 an hour, and so he'll be seen 2 hours a day for 2 weeks, and then the blood work is $2,000, and then they are recommending a laser to take it home to continue, and it's $6,500, I think, for the laser. So when I did the math, the whole thing was somewhere between $17,000 and $19,000. So yeah, it's expensive, but you know, we're kind of at the point to whatever it takes. You know, let's get them better and get this thing fixed. So,
how can people help you with this expense to take care of the treatments for Micah to help him get through this and make this work without the financial burden of this? How can people help you for that not to be an issue financially?
Well, first of all, I mean, I think our goal would be, first and foremost, is just spreading awareness. Because I think that there's a lot of people that have difficult situations with their children that they may not know where to turn or what to do. And so we've encountered that. We've been there. We know what it's like to have people, you know, kind of look at you and think you need a parent better, you know. And so our goal is to raise awareness on that there are issues that kids face. There's challenges, and sometimes the answer's not always right in front of you. But there are answers, and so our goal is to let people know, hey, there's encouragement, there's hope, you know. Second off, for the plan, yeah, any way that anybody wanted to help, you know, is welcomed. You know, we're not asking, you know, but hey, you know, we could definitely use all the help we can get.
And there may be people out there who want to help.
Yeah, absolutely.
That think about your circumstances and think about Micah and think, hey, this is a part I can play to make an impact or make a difference. Do y'all have Cash App or Venmo or PayPal?
We do.
Yeah, so I'll just add to what Marcus was saying, and just through prayer, you know, that's first and foremost. Our biggest thing is just trusting the Lord through this process, and just we also want to bring awareness, because it's not just for Micah. We want to be able to come back here in North Alabama and hopefully be able to share our experience with other people and other, you know, doctors, and share with teachers and faculty and staff in schools, you know, about pandas. Because like Marcus was saying, there are people out there who don't what they don't know. And I have ran into several people just over the past year who have similar stories. And I've asked if they've ever heard of that. And they're like, no, what is that? You know, and so just being able to point people in the right direction and hopefully bring them hope as parents, because we know what that's like. And it's a lonely road when you don't know, you know, what you don't know. So definitely prayer, though. My Venmo is at Hillary-Davis-37.
H-I-L-L-A-R-Y.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And Cash App? Do you have Cash App?
I don't have Cash App.
PayPal?
Yeah, it's Gracie, G-R-A-C-I-E underscore B's, B-E-E-S at yahoo.com.
So once again, if you'd like to support this effort, support the Davises via Venmo, you can go to Venmo at Hillary-Davis-37. And also at PayPal, the email is Gracie_B's, B-E-E-S, at yahoo.com. Gracie is G-R-A-C-I-E. So that's Gracie_B's at yahoo.com. And I hope that the message that you shared today is an encouragement to others. Maybe there's something that they've noticed in their own child, or in the future, there may be something that comes up and they think, well, I heard Marcus and Hillary Davis talk about this and about Micah, and maybe this will help them. And as you move forward, opportunities and doors are going to open for you to be able to do exactly what you're talking about, getting into schools and having places to be able to share. And I know that Make-A-Way Foundation with Stacey Givens will help you open doors as
Absolutely.
Well. Absolutely. She's great with what she does, and I know that she's a benefit to you all and
yes,
trying is. To help Micah. So we appreciate Stacey Givens, and I appreciate her connecting me to you today to be able to talk about Micah and your family situation. So thank you, Hillary, and thank you, Marcus, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you. We appreciate you so much.
Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
It's
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC. Shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown.
Ah, these are my kind of people.